Welcome to the Jennings Wire Online Magazine podcast series, where we feature interviews with top authors and experts. My name is Stacey Emerald Kaufman. I'm the radio director of Annie Jennings PR, the national PR firm behind the online feature magazine sensation, JenningsWire.com, a community of bloggers that share their personal experiences and wisdom gained throughout their lives. There's nothing like it on the web, and we invite you to visit JenningsWire.com to discover the blogger that is just right for you. And today's guest is Jillian Lambert. She's a fitness, nutrition, and wellness author. Her new book is Real Health, Real Life. Jillian is also owner of the Real Life Wellness Ranch. And she says that we all know what not to do regarding wellness. So it's time to get real and do what we know to do. Welcome, Jillian.
Thank you, Stacey.
So what is real health, real life? What do you mean by that?
Real health, real life is about being real with yourself, being real with others, and being real with your life. It's about being honest and true and authentic and just being true to yourself.
So what's the first step to being real? I mean, do you think people are just walking through life day by day, kind of maybe in a fog, maybe trying to be somebody else? Not being real to their own needs, their own body's needs?
Absolutely. I think we're a very busy society these days, and we're texting and telephones and computers and talking to people and listening to people, and we're just going 100 miles an hour, and it's difficult to get back to who you really are when you've got so many external voices out there in the world.
And what do you mean by real life experience? Do you have an example of a real life experience you can share with the listeners?
Yeah, Stacey. I've been practicing wellness for about, 24, 25 years, and we get off track in life, and what happens is, I was talking about those external voices. What happened to me at a point in my life was when my mother had passed away and I had accepted this job a week before she passed away. So I started this job 1 week after she passed away. It was in an industry I knew nothing about, and so it was extremely stressful. And what happened was I just became so stressed and just was feeling miserable. I was losing sleep. My health was going down the tubes. And my inner voice kept telling me to quit the job. I'd been there for about, almost a year. And they had changed their way of doing things. And so my inner voice kept telling me to quit the job, quit the job, quit the job. But I was listening to the fear over the inner voice. And so what I did is I finally took that leap of faith, and I listened to my inner voice, and I started sleeping in, getting some sleep. I started juicing, started exercising every day, pretty much just nourished myself back to health. Next thing you know, I was finishing writing my book. I ended up getting my dream job. A couple years later, I quit that, took my savings, and invested in the wellness ranch. So really, it's about stepping away from the external voices of life. And when I say external voices, I mean anyone from your husband, your wife, your kids, your family members, your boss, even your best friend, because only you know you best. And if we step away from those external voices of life, we can help reconnect with our real self, which is our inner voice.
Now, Jillian, how loud is that voice of fear? I feel like fear is probably the number one thing that holds people back from doing what they love, from realizing, what they could be doing for themselves to get back to nurture themselves back to health. You know, they're fearful of changing routine, maybe fearful of upsetting or rocking the boat. But you know in your heart that something needs to change for you, but you're fearful of making that change. How loud is that voice of fear? And then how can your own inner voice, how can you pump that voice up just to even convince yourself to take that leap of faith?
Well, I believe that the volume of the voice of fear depends on the person, and some of it's louder than others. You know, so usually negative people have more fear. The fearful voice, the volume's been turned up. But I've come up with three steps in order to step away from the fear, step away from the external voices, and that is, first of all, to listen to it. And that's the easiest step, because when it's the voice that never goes away. It's that whisper.
Right.
It's in your heart, like you said, and it never goes away. It can be put off and pushed aside, but it keeps coming back. So that's the easiest step, is to listen to that inner voice, because it never goes away. The second step is to trust it. That's a little bit tougher. You want to trust your inner voice, trust in yourself, trust that you know yourself best. And the third step is to act on it, which is the toughest step, because sometimes it goes against everything. It goes against what your neighbor said, or your best friend said, or your husband, your wife, your kids. And I think we're worried about pleasing everybody else, and we're living our lives for everybody else. But really, when you honor yourself and honor your own feelings and value yourself, you end up being a better person and have more to give. You're happier. You're more pleasant to be around. And so really, it ends up being a win-win situation for all involved. And people start to value you more when you value yourself. So it's listen, trust, and act on your inner voice, because that's the real voice.
Yes. You know, Jillian, those are some words of wellness wisdom right there. Listen, trust, and act. Those three steps. What other words of wellness wisdom would you leave with our listeners today?
I would say value yourself, honor your feelings, and once again, listen, trust, and act on your inner voice, because your inner voice is the voice that has your best interest at heart.
Well, I totally agree with all the things that you're saying, Jillian, and it is important to listen to that inner voice. I mean, you never know. You're missing out, right? You're missing out on maybe something that might have been your life's destiny. So it is difficult when you're stuck in the muck and mire of the day-to-day and you have this life that maybe people have expected you to have, even society expects you to have. It takes a lot of courage, but I know that once you overcome that fear and stick your neck out there, it's an amazing feeling when you do it. And then you feel like you can do anything.
Yeah.
So, Jillian, thank you. I really appreciate you being here with us and everyone. You can learn more about Jillian Lambert and her book, Real Health, Real Life, as well as her Real Life Wellness Ranch. You can do that on her website, realhealthreallife.net. That's .net, not .com. Real Life.
Both.
Or excuse me, Real Health, Real Life.
Yes, I have
both .net.
Domains in.
Oh, well, you're a smart lady. Very smart. So, well, thank you again, Jillian, for being here. Really appreciate it. And where is your ranch located?
It's in Leander, Texas, a little bit north of Austin. Thank you so much for having me, Stacey.
Well, it's our pleasure. This podcast is presented by Annie Jennings of the national publicity firm Annie Jennings PR, and the creator of Jennings Wire Online Magazine, a diverse community of talented, insightful, and relevant bloggers to share helpful and perhaps even life-changing posts and podcasts. So please enjoy more on JenningsWire.com and discover the bloggers that could be perfect for you. Till next time.